quick. Dylan Ferrandis.
Yeah.
I mean, first win. Yeah. I mean, it's a long time coming. We expected it. Fastest rider in us 5 out of 7 races and did it in the main event.
Yeah, finally, yeah. After 3 years here in America, working really hard, finally get this win. Is I work really hard. You know, it's not like I didn't deserve it. Every day, I try to do everything I can to progress and to be a better athlete, a better racer. And yeah, it took me a while, but finally, yeah.
Talk about the main event a little. I mean, you got out. Adam was catching you for a little while. He was right there. There was one time. He got up on you in the whoops. You looked right. You looked left. You didn't know where the heck he was, but you knew he was there.
Yeah. I mean, one time I made a big mistake in the whoops. That's why he was just there. But, you know, it's first time in a while that I'm leading a race, and it was just a lack of racing in front for me tonight. I feel good in practice every time. When I'm riding a lap time, I feel good. But when it's race, you know, I'm always in the back pushing, walking out, charge back. But this time I was leading, and you know, it was so new for me that lose a little bit my style, my racing, and it's just. But I control it, so was fine. You know, I never had too much pressure from AC, which was good, but was just too new for me. I think this win gonna help me for the future to ride more relaxed now.
How tough were these whoops? You talk about making a mistake, 15 whoops in a row. I don't think you've ever seen a whoop section that big.
Oh yeah, we've seen, but I was good, you know. I like, I work really, really hard in the whoops. We do so much training with Divin and whoops that in every way, jumping, skimming, that I want big whoops because I know I can make a difference in the whoops. I was happy today to have this whoop section because we could make a difference, you know, like we said during the press conference, we are professional supercross racers, so we should have big whoops every weekend, you know, so I really like the whoops tonight.
How is it working with TV? I mean,
honestly, it's not that hard. Like, everybody, I mean, he want to show a face, like he want to show a personality, but he's really not like what he show on social media stuff. You know, he's a really different guy in lifetime and in the life. So I just enjoy. We know we speak same language, which is really more easy. And yeah, he's not too tough, you know. He make program, I follow the program, and it works, you know. I think we just are really on the same way, and it's worked really good.
How happy was he?
I think he I think I saw a smaller, how we say in English?
Tear.
Tears. I think I saw small tears, and me too, and my wife too, so was really happy. Everybody was really happy.
How big is this moving forward? I guess 12 points. Is the deficit now with you and Adam?
It's still a big gap.
Three races left. You also have a shootout.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, anything can happen.
It's a big gap, but I mean, it's better to be 12 than 15. But we see. I will keep putting a lot of pressure on him, and try to win the three last race, and that's all I have to do if I want to win. So we see. But anyway, it was I make big progression this year. I make many podium, first win, so I can't complain, you know. I mean, if I'm not leading the championship now, it's my fault, my own fault. I made mistake during the first few rounds, so it's the way it is. But if I can win the last few races, I think I can challenge for the championship.
You and Marvin talked about inspiring the next French people, French riders. It used to be a lot of French riders coming over. We don't see it as much anymore. Is there some more that you see down the road that might want to come over?
I don't know, but I mean, at least the only two guys here are winning, so which is amazing, you know. So, but yeah, you know, when I was kid, I saw all that French guy racing in America, and I dreamed to do the same, and now I do that. So for sure, we're gonna inspire many people in not only in France, in Europe. We see Roxanne is German, so we are not. It's not only French. It's many people from Europe, but it's just so big to move here in America. The challenge is so big that's why not many people do that, but if you love these sports, you have to come here in America. That's all I have to say.
And when the French need you, you're still there at the Motocross of Nations.
For sure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Thank you very much.
One more?